بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد Respected elders and brothers and our sisters and all who are listening on the audio streaming Alhamdulillah, we have reached a very important milestone in our Islamic calendar in that we have completed one Islamic year of the year 1446, which ended with the last moments of Zulhijjah, this great month, the month of the Hajj. It ended off with the Zulhijjah. At Maghrib time, and now we have entered another auspicious month, and that is the month of Muharram. And now we have entered the year 1447. So it's an important moment in our Islamic calendar that we have completed one year and we have entered a new year. But as we all know, our new Islamic year does not commence with any kind of celebration and merrymaking and festivities and fun-filled activities. We didn't see anywhere that on the first of Muharram, or first night of Muharram, that people have parties and all of that. May Allah save us from going down the hole of the lizard, as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned his ummah, that do not follow the ways of others like how a lizard goes down a hole. Don't follow the ways of others. But Alhamdulillah, thus far we've not find this happening anywhere in the world. And on the contrary, we start our Islamic year, the beginning of this year, we start off with du'as. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a dua to make at the beginning of the Islamic calendar. And that dua is related in the narrations. And that beautiful dua, if you have not yet read it, is an occasion for us to read it. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam wa ridwanim من الرحمن وجوارم من الشيطان. It's a short dua, it's not long, very short dua, but what a beautiful, meaningful dua it is. Allahumma ihillahu alayna, let this moon, new moon, rise over us, or upon us, bil amni wal iman, with safety and with the strength of our iman. What a beautiful dua. I'll just translate it quickly and then brief explanation. Bil amni wal iman. With safety and security and with the strength of our iman. That's the first part. Was salamati wal islam. Also with peace, tranquility and with strength of Islam. Wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman. And with the pleasure of Allah. Wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan. And with the protection from the shaitan. So this is the beautiful dua and supplication whereby we commence our Islamic year. And in fact, at the beginning of every Islamic month also there is a dua, very similar to this dua. That also should be read on occasions like this. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil yumni wal iman. والسلامتي والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى. Then we say at the end, هلال خير ورشد هلال خير ورشد هلال خير ورشد. These are those beautiful du'as that we make at the beginning of every month. Very similar in meaning. Allahumma ahillahu alayna. Let this moon come upon us. Bil yumni. With blessings. With blessings. With barakah. Wal iman. And iman. Strong iman. Was salamati wal islam. Peace and tranquility and strong islam. Was tawfiq and guidance. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda. For that which you like, which you love. The tawfiq, the ability to do those good deeds. And make this moon, O Allah, hilalu khairin, a moon of goodness, wa rushdin, and guidance for us. So alhamdulillah, this is how we commence our new month. And this is how we commence our new Islamic year. With these beautiful du'as and supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't start our year with festivities and, you know, wild parties and all of that. The reason why we do not do so is because it's a very serious occasion for a believer. It's a very important milestone. It's a reminder that we are going closer to Qiyamah, 1 year further away from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and 1 year closer to Qiyamah. So when the reality of that hits a person, where's the room for celebration? Where's the celebration? And that's the reason why we say in Islam there's no celebration of party, birthdays also. Because a birthday is a milestone in a person's life. And what milestone it is? It is a reminder to every person that, you know what? You are further, going further away from the day of your birth, and you are going closer to the time of your death. So is that an occasion to celebrate? It's a somber occasion, it's a serious occasion, it's not an occasion to be celebrating. Further we're going away from our arrival in this world, and the closer we're going to our departure from this world, it's an occasion of reflection, it's an occasion of pondering, it's an occasion of rectification, reformation. This is what it is all about. As they said so beautifully, that when we go to the Qabrastan and we go to the graveyard, what is the reality of the life of a human being? There we see the reality. You see on the gravestone inscribed there, on the grave plate, you see it inscribed there, born or B, whatever date, 19 whatever, then there is a dash, and then D, the date of demise, the year of demise, so and so year, the person passed away. So the year of birth or the date of birth, the year or the date of death, one side, and in the center, a dash. That is the reality of our life in this world. It is just one dash. One dash. That's the reality of our life in this world. Khalas. That stone there, that grave plate is giving us a grave message. What is it saying to us? My friend, the reality of your life is just one dash. That's it. And it goes past in a flash. That one dash goes past in a flash. So what is the need for a birthday bash? I'm gone in a poetry mood. So therefore, these are serious occasions for the believer. And we learn this beautiful dua, asking Allah Ta'ala, will start this year for us, O Allah, bil amni, with safety and security. Allahu Akbar. How important, isn't it, to ask Allah Ta'ala for safety and security, especially in our world of today. What times we are seeing. What times we are witnessing. Look at the situation in the world. The wars that have been fought in the world. in different parts of the world. Where it's going to go? What's going to happen next? Okay, there's a ceasefire. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favor and mercy on humanity. And the ummah, that there is a ceasefire for the moment. But what tomorrow holds, nobody can say. Ceasefires are very fragile too. Very fragile. Allah knows what can happen tomorrow. Because what happened, happened in a flash. Just next thing overnight, we just hear. Countries are at war with each other. Bombs are falling down from the sky. Missiles are raining down from one side to the other side. And all round destruction of, you know, structures, buildings, and human life and human limbs, all destroyed in a matter of days. So how important it is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety at all times. Because overnight things change in this world. Within minutes things change in this world. Community or country may be enjoying a peaceful existence, and next thing something happens and all, everything is shattered and gone. We are living in a world. We are living in tough times. We are living in difficult times. So this year has come upon us. One year ended on us. On a very, very delicate and precarious note. And this new year is starting on us. We don't know what the future holds. So we are asking Allah, Bil amni wal iman. Let it be with safety and security. Salamati. And let it be with peace and tranquility. We want peace and tranquility. The country of the world, they say they want peace. This thing is going off. Every country wants peace. Every community wants peace. Every human being wants peace. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salamati wal Islam. But remember, you can have all the security in this world, but if it does not come with iman, then there's no security of the hereafter. So how beautiful this combination is. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, that ask for safety and security in this world, but don't forget to ask for safety and security in the next world. And how is safety and security in the next world? With iman. When the iman is strong, then that is a guarantee of safety and security in the next world. In this world, we may have had safety and security. There are people who are living in, you know, lofty fortresses, fortified from every side, gated villages, full security, alarm systems, security guards, whatever, electric fencing, spikes, whatever. These are the means of security in this world, and we must adopt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say don't adopt the means, don't tie the camel. Tie the camel, adopt all the safety security means, put the alarm systems, put the panic buttons, do everything that is necessary, do everything that is required for your safety and security in this world. But don't forget about your safety and security in the hereafter, and that will come with your iman. That is your safety and security in the akhirah. We want to be safe and secure in Akhirah, then it comes with the strength of our iman. And then we want peace. Yes, we will have peace in this world. But what about peace in the Qabr? What about peace in the hereafter? Then that peace comes with Islam. And then, the further on, this dua says, وَجِوَارِمْ minar Rahman, or Ridwani minar Rahman, and we want the pleasure of Allah. That is the very purpose of our life in this world. And wa jiwari minar Shaitan, and we seek Allah's protection from the Shaitan. So it sums up the essence of the year ahead, and we got a kind of a road map to this dua for the year that lies ahead of us. So therefore, these occasions are occasions of reflection, and we should do some kind of introspection. And yes, it's also an occasion for good intentions, to make some firm resolutions. It's not that, you know, we're making resolutions because it's a new year, but our resolutions are throughout our life. Whenever there is an occasion, we make a resolution. And this is also an occasion for strong and firm resolutions and intentions that we are supposed to make on occasions like this. As far as our life is concerned, especially as far as our deen is concerned, what are my resolutions? What are my good intentions going forward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us by our intentions. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Person, just example of what is the power of an intention. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. A lot depends on good intention. Brothers went gush, they went meeting the Muslim people in the area. They met one brother, they told him, come to the masjid, we're having a program. So after the salah, he sat down, the program took place. After the program, they said, right, brothers, give your names, who's ready to go in the path of Allah to change their life and so on. So this person, he had, first time he even came to, you know, to a program like this, it affected his heart, and he stood up and he said, I'm making intention to go out in the path of Allah to change my life. So they wrote his name and everything. And a few minutes later he collapsed and fell down in the masjid and he passed away. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rabb. Ya Rabb. But here's the man. He made his intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded his intention. His niyat was there. Inshallah, he will be forgiven. And he will be written amongst those who went out in the path of Allah to change their lives. Why? Because of intention. He did not even go out. He never spent any amount of time in the way of Allah to change his life. But that intention was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his reward. So therefore, do not underestimate the power of good intention. Intentions are very great things. If we make intentions tonight, tomorrow, or whenever, about our life and bringing some changes, and looking towards reforming our conditions, and strengthening our deen, and our iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that intention. That intention is going to be counted, and rewards will come, and effects will be manifested upon those intentions. So it's an occasion where we should make some resolutions, some intentions, even if it's a few small things, but those are the things that take us to greater things. If a person makes intention, for example, that I'm going to read, say, 100 Durood Sharif from now till I die, it may sound like a little thing, but he made such an intention. Inshallah, the reward of that he will see. Even if he did not get to make the Durood Sharif and he passed away in between, he will get that reward without even reading. Of course, we can make intention for much more than that. Alhamdulillah, there are people who love Durood Sharif. They read not 100, they probably read 1,000 and more. And that is Allah's tawfiq and guidance. It comes with immense barakat and blessings. Especially these occasions of Friday night, day of Friday, occasions of excessive Durood Sharif, a special zikr of this night and the day that lies ahead of us. So, therefore, we do not celebrate on occasions like this, but we use these occasions to ponder, to reflect, and to, you know, look at the prophecies of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going forward. We try to map the future in the light of what has been said to us by Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We try to map the future and we try to prepare for the future based on that roadmap. Of course, nobody can say with 100% certainty what the future holds. But our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made some important prophecies regarding the future. And so we reflect on those prophecies. And it gives us an opportunity to organize ourselves and to arrange our affairs and to sort out our matters and to prepare ourselves for the future that lies ahead of us. We should not become pessimistic, nor should we become despondent. That is not the way of a mu'min. But we should not be heedless and oblivious regarding the days that lie ahead of us. It's a known fact that as we go closer to Qiyamah, the conditions in the world are not going to get better. The conditions are going to get worse. As I said, we don't celebrate birthdays from this angle that it is 1 year away from the time of our birth and 1 year closer to our grave. We don't celebrate New Year's because it's 1 year away from the beginning of time or the beginning of this world and a year closer to Yawmul Qiyamah. And as the days go, things get worse. We are moving further away from the enlightened and illuminated era of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam towards the darkened era of Dajjal and Qiyamah. So every year that passes is a year that should instill more realization and concern in us. As I said, we're not despondent, nor are we pessimistic, but we become more alert and we become more cautious. We are moving further and further away. You know, as we move away from the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the barakat and the light decreases all the time. And as we move away, the darkness and the removal of the barakah increases all the time. In one town, there was a baker. He owned a bakery. And he used to bake the bread and then he used to sell it to the people. But he used to bake fresh bread every morning and he used to have some leftover bread from the night before. So the people used to come in the morning. Then he had two prices. One price for yesterday's bread and one price for the fresh bread of today. But strangely, this was a very strange baker and a bakery where the price of the fresh bread was cheaper than the price of the bread of the day before. Or what we could call the stale bread was more expensive than the fresher bread. The people used to laugh and mock at him. You say, what kind of businessman are you? Who's going to buy a stale loaf at a higher price compared to a fresher loaf at a lower price? You'll run at a loss. He said, my friends, if you only know the reason why I put the price up on one loaf, these old loaves, these stale loaves, and I've put the price down on the fresh loaves, you'll rather buy my stale bread at a higher price than the fresh bread at a lower price. I'm not giving you any masala or anything. Don't go home and tomorrow your wife tells you buy some fresh bread, then you go and buy stale bread and say, Mufti Sahib told us you must eat stale bread. It's not for that reason. But I'm explaining a fact, you know, a reasoning of this man. So when they asked him that, why do you sell it like this? He said that this bread which was baked yesterday was closer to the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has more barakat and more light in it than today's bread, which is one day later. It has lesser barakat and lesser light in it. So you make your choice. But as I said, it's not a masla, and don't go with stale bread home tomorrow and put me in trouble, and get yourself also into trouble. But yes, this is the reality, that as we go closer to Qiyamah, the signs of Qiyamah are going to become more and more clear and evident. Already so many of the minor signs have appeared, and the major signs, 10 major signs that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied, will definitely come to happen. Just as as the sun rises in the morning, every morning in the east the sun rises, people say definitely tomorrow the sun is going to rise. Like that, the signs of Qiyamah will definitely happen, except that one of those signs is the sun is not going to rise in the east, it's going to rise in the west. That's also one of the major signs of Qiyamah. So this is the reality, and we are going closer to that time. Therefore, we should approach these occasions in a serious way. It's a milestone. It's a very important occasion for reflection and for reformation and for rectification. These are those occasions we should try to work towards our improvement. And as I mentioned earlier, that time for preparation, because what lies ahead, Allah knows. Only those people who will be fully prepared to face the times that lie ahead will be able to handle it, and they will be able to deal with it and manage with it, and they will be able to come out of it, and they will be able to survive it. As for those who are not prepared, Allah have mercy. What could happen in the future? Only Allah knows. There could be many hardships that will be come upon the people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, a time is going to come when there will be such food shortages in the world, across the world. Not just in one little oppressed part of the world of Gaza where the people are starving. Allah provide for them. Allah feed them. Allah fulfill the needs of their, you know, sustenance, provisions for their physical well-being and their survival, and especially of masoom little infants and little toddlers and little children. Allah provide for them. But a time will come when there will be universal shortages of food in the world. There will come a time when there will be complete reduction of food production, and there will be food shortages in the world, and people will go wild, because everybody will become desperate. And in desperation they will be ready to do any kind of thing. It is only the people who will be strong in Iman and who prepared themselves for that occasion by, you know, disciplining themselves, that they can try and make do with least amount of food, and through fasting and all of these things, they are the ones who will be able to survive through those times. Hence, we should be in a state of readiness and preparedness. And those who will have strong iman and those who will have strong ruhaniyat and spirituality will be the people who will be able to survive through those days. The people with weak iman, those who have weak ruhaniyat and spirituality, Allahu Akbar, Allah have mercy. It will be very difficult, very difficult. People with weak iman, with weak spirituality, even in these conditions, already people are buckling. People are tottering, people are shaking. Iman has become shaky. People are questioning Allah's doings. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. That's a sign of the weakness of the iman. So if we have not prepared ourselves physically and spiritually, then Allah have mercy. The times ahead are not going to be easy. Therefore, a mu'min, a believer, is always in a state of readiness, always in a state of preparedness. That overnight things change, we are ready to embrace the changes. We are ready to embrace the new conditions that arise. And it will not take us, you know, by surprise that we become desperate, despondent, and we become, you know, basically helpless, hopeless to do anything. No. Alhamdulillah, through the strength of our iman and through our strong spiritual state, we are able to deal with the circumstances as they arise. So the new year is a time for us to begin to take life more seriously, ponder and reflect on conditions in a more somber manner, and to look at ways and means of strengthening ourselves spiritually and in other ways, and to be more in a state of readiness and preparedness. Allah give us tawfiq.